Well, welcome to this episode of the Tack Rag. I'm excited to be here with Mr. Tony Mercury, who is the Vice President of Revenue. You've seen him before or heard him before on Paint Center. Tony, welcome to the Tack Rag. And this gentleman is Mr. Jason Dupree. He is the president and owner of Extreme Auto Body here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Guys, welcome to the Tack Rag.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So we really, in this episode, we wanted to talk about, obviously we'll talk a bit, I'll start with you, Tony, about Auto Shop Solutions. If you'll just tell everybody what it is that Auto Shop Solutions does, mm-hmm. and then we'll move into Jason and how you have worked with him to grow the business.
Yeah, absolutely. So Tony Mercury with Auto Shop Solutions. So when it comes down to it, we're a digital marketing agency. And what we do is when someone gets into a wreck and they pull out their cell phone and they're searching for collision center near me, BMW, you know, accident
certified
repair,
shop.
Certified shop, anything like that, that's where Auto Shop Solutions comes into play. So we help that person searching online find the shop that we're working with. So that's why we have Jason here, so we can talk about our experience together. And by doing that and helping them win more and get found more often, they get more business.
All right, so let's talk, because Jason and I don't understand this stuff that you do.
Okay.
Right? So what is that terminology of driving people to a website?
Yeah, so we consider it new customer acquisition, and we do it through website search engine optimization, which is helping that shop get found first on Google for those search terms. We also run paid search campaigns. So if you think those top three search bubbles up at the top, those are all paid ads. So it's a pay to play environment. So we can kind of shortcut that line and get you right up to the top with that. And then we run a complimentary social media campaign to really highlight the shop. And it could be anything from a birthday to a cool car that they have in, down to maybe a new certification that they just earned.
Fantastic. All right, Jason, let's talk about Extreme Auto Body. When did you start?
We opened our doors in 2001. So
you've been at it for 23 years now.
Yeah, been at it for a while.
So you look pretty good for being at it for that long.
Well, I don't know. Every day feels different.
Where were you at before you started the business?
So Dad had a body shop growing up. It landed at a couple of dealerships in between his sale and trying to figure life out, and just kind of went out for it and opened the doors in 01.
Fantastic. Now, your growth over that time period, you were doing okay.
Yeah, we were doing okay.
But then what made you, I mean, are you a DRP shop or are you not?
I am not. I have always been independent.
So that was by choice.
By choice.
Not going to get tied into the DRP program.
Yeah.
But what made you, what point in your business did you say, I've got a good customer base, but I need to expand that customer base?
I think where I was cloudy, where I saw other businesses excelling, is I didn't have any visibility in the market. I felt like I had a great talent and something to offer consumers, but struggled actually getting exposure. And so that's where I found Auto Shop, and you know, the phone call was made, and that was in 2012.
2012. Yeah. Now I want to go back to something Tony talked about. Do you have you're not DRP, but do you have certifications?
Yes.
That your shop has?
It was a goal of mine to always be certified in one or two brands, and we've blossomed that into 13 manufacturer certifications.
Holy cow! What's the one that's driven the most business here?
Probably BMW and Mercedes. It's been great. It's dealership sponsored, and we're grateful for that.
Fantastic. So in 2012, mm-hmm. you said, I got to do something different.
Got to do something different.
And you reached out to Auto Shop Solution.
Auto Shop Solution, correct.
So Auto Shop Solutions, you said he inherited you.
Mm-hmm.
What was the steps that Auto Shop Solutions took in order to really understand Jason's business and start the process?
Mm-hmm. So the sweet spot with us is we're industry experts. So we already have so much knowledge when we enter these conversations with shop owners that they're not teaching us how their business works. We already know all that. So it's really the differentiators, right? So we start talking about, you know, what type of certifications do you have? Are you DRP or not? And start going through that and really building and crafting that online messaging Because you got to understand, when someone's searching, they only have like 15 seconds before they make a decision or not, right? Last time we talked about your decision-making on just the rug you're buying, right? And there's so many different options. So the goal is really to make that website and craft it where when they hit it, they're like, this is the shop I need to go to.
All right, right? So stop. Website design. Did you have a website already?
I had something that was homemade.
Homemade. So you guys took the domain and just recrafted the whole.
Correct. Yeah. So we go through a whole design process. So we have in-house graphic designers, developers, everything. So from that first initial conversation, we really understand what Jason's vision was and how to achieve that for him through our website design.
And is that an ongoing renewal of the website, freshening it up? And
yeah, so we're actually going through the process again right now with Jason. So roughly a full design on the website, you want to really look at roughly every 2.5 years to get a new, something new, fresh, right, out there.
Fantastic. Okay, so the website's built. Now what do we do?
That's the million-dollar question, right? So now I got to start getting traffic to the website. So that's really where search engine optimization and paid search come into play. So SEO is slow, organic. So after we're done building the website, we get all the content, you know, name, address, phone number, silly things, but you'd be surprised how often things like that get overlooked. We essentially launch it to Google, and then we request something called an index. So that's Google reading the website, basically, and saying, okay, Jason's a collision center. He's located here in Raleigh. These are his hours. These are the makes and models he works on. And then from there, Google has the opportunity to start presenting your website on those search engines. And then on the back end, we're constantly kind of making these tweaks for the ebbs and flows of Google algorithm changes. Google just did an algorithm change on the 4th. So it's something that they're constantly doing. And that's where our knowledge comes into play to help make sure that he stays ahead of the curve and he's constantly getting found.
So those changes that Google can make can move.
Correct, up or down.
Jason, right back down where exactly. You worked so hard to get him back up.
Yep. And then the second piece of that is the paid search campaigns. So understanding his OE certifications, right? Because a lot of, especially like BMW, Mercedes owners, very brand loyal. So we'll see it way more often they're searching for that brand in their search term. So they're specifically searching for BMW collision shop, right? So that's the type of things that we bid on. So we pay money, a couple dollars per to get those ads up at the top. You don't get billed till it clicks and comes over to your website, but that's why it's important to have that portion too. And at the end of the month, we look at the report and see how much business came from SEO, how much came from ads, and then we present that data to Jason during his account review calls and say, hey, here's where you're at, here's your rankings, here's your volume for the month. And typically at that time, if there's more room for ads, we'll make that presentation and say, hey, you can spend, you know, you spent $1,000 on ads, you got X amount of phone calls. If you go up to 2,000, this is kind of our estimate based on the traffic flow of what you can get for your business.
Jason, mm-hmm. the ad runs, mm-hmm. they hit your site. Mm-hmm. Are they filling out a form?
Yeah, they've created a customer form if they want to schedule an appointment or if they want to do a repair authorization.
And gotcha.
They can upload their insurance information.
Now, is that something that you handle, or do you have somebody internally that is looking after that all the time?
We have someone internally and looking at that all the time, and calling customers back and trying to get them into the building. These guys are getting them to our phone or to our door. It's our job to get them past that.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So approximately how many of these hits or opportunities do you get in a month?
You know, it's we do ask occasionally, or the person handling this will say, you know, how'd you hear about us? And I would say probably more than 50% of people are saying it's through Google.
That's fantastic. So is Jason involved in the social media side as well, or are you guys managing that?
Yeah, so we manage it, and then what we like to do is the best pictures are coming from within the shop. Mm-hmm. So our ask would be to send us content, right? You know, do you have a new car? You know, if there's something with a lot of technology that seems that most shops can't take care of it, but I can, mm-hmm. let's showcase that through social.
And, gotcha. And I'm an admin as well, so I can upload stuff if I need to.
So
occasionally I'll upload something that we did, a ceramic coating or something cool that came in that's odd or unique, and we have access. So that's kind of neat that we share that, you know, responsibility.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right. So what else is there within the Auto Shop Solutions side that I haven't asked you about?
Yeah. So another thing we do is creating blog content. So I like to call them prosumers, right? So we'll write blogs termed against, you know, here's the top three things to do if you get into an accident, right? Because we're trying to think of people who that has happened to, what they're going to be searching. Maybe it's just how to properly take care of your paint. Here's the best way to wash your car, or, you know, because you do the auto spa as well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Yeah. All right, so what's next for you as far as growth is concerned?
I think the best thing is just letting them, or allowing them to just run with my vision and just keep that train moving, and it's worked.
So I'll ask the question. Doesn't have anything to do with Auto Shop Solutions. What we hear in the industry all the time is it's very difficult to find qualified technicians. How have you dealt with that?
I think they are the guys that I've been able to retain through the madness of the guys, just the industry shrinking, I believe it is. I think they're happy, and I try to listen to them. I try to give them a voice. I try to let them have a little bit of leadership and ownership in the place and decision making, and I think they appreciate the fact that they are able to kind of come in and not have someone blaming them for everything. I think they feel value. I think that's the biggest thing that I've created for them.
All right, I'm going way off.
No, it's a good topic.
But we're working on a leadership. Mm-hmm. Training program for our not store level, but district sales and operations, vice presidents of sales and operations. And the word that keeps coming up is empowerment. Mm-hmm. Not leadership, not managing, but empowerment, right? So vice presidents have to make sure that their district ops or salespeople understand what the objective is and then empower them to go get that done within the parameters of the, I don't want to say the rule book, but the operations manual, the way that we ethically want to go do business, and then get out of their way.
Right.
And then be there to support them. Do you see that in your own organization?
I do. We struggle. I mean, we have days that seem off a little bit. You know, I call it the weather's off, you know. And the biggest thing, I think, is just allowing the guys that are at the different tier levels just feel some of importance. I think that's the key now. I think it's just, I took a management class through BMW, and it really said, you know, the biggest thing I got out of it was a 4-day class, and the biggest thing I got out of it was adapting to the new era of business. And it was just, you know, if an employee or a team leader or someone has something outside of work going on, it's important for them to feel like that's okay to do that. It's not always business. Mm. I think that my team knows that if something comes up, you know, obviously it can't be every day, but if something comes up, it's okay to say, I got to go handle this, you know, and we'll get back to it tomorrow.
And the rest of the team that has got their back.
Got their back. And so I think forming that unity and everyone, and I've been blessed with that because so many shops struggle with having guys that are willing to conform together, and we've been blessed to have guys that they are all on the same page.
Well, you're a humble guy, but that's leadership, man.
Yeah.
That's leadership. All right, so I'll go back to my previous question, but I'll ask it in a different way. Mm. Are you at capacity?
You know, the last couple months have been a little bit, but yes, normally we are at capacity. The last couple months have been off. I think it's been off everywhere in the car business. But we're picking up. And 3 months before that, it was way capacity. Way past capacity.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. All right. Growth. Are you planning on another location?
You know, we have kicked it around a little bit. My biggest thing is with being certified, bigger is not always better. You can kind of, things can fall through the cracks, and it's really important to me for the customers to come first and the quality to come first, you know. So getting big, getting you know, massive, you got to have a whole nother set of team that is on the same page as the team I have now.
Mm-hmm.
So you know,
a whole nother set of problems.
Bigger is not always better, you
gotcha.
know. So I really try to focus and have enough of me to go around to the staff, enough of me to inform and be there for our customers, and also the quality aspect of the repair.
And have something left for your wife and kids.
Have something left for the family. Right. That's exactly right.
Yeah, that's 5 o'clock, the second part of your life starts.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
So, but, you know, without a good team, I wouldn't be here as well.
That's fantastic. So, Jason, NCS and I won't say what I call it, but Auto Shop Solutions. I call it ass, but
yeah, t-shirts.
Auto Shop Solutions. We've worked together now for a few years. What's in store for our relationship?
Yeah, really just growing the program and increasing the visibility, because there's so many success stories that we have that are similar to Jason's that we can just replicate within NCS, right? So it's just making sure that your field sales team is asking the right questions. So we have new collateral coming out that we'll be launching soon of really understanding just, you know, it's been soft for a lot of shops lately, right? Like, how do we fix those soft months, and how do we make sure these shops are staying top of mind, especially on Google?
Absolutely. All right. So we're going to be promoting on Paint Center, but this will be going out. If you are listening to this, that you're a shop owner, reach out to NCS. You can go to our website. We'll get you connected with Tony and his team. Reach out if you're an NCS customer. Reach out to your TSM. We'll get you the information. Mm-hmm. But Tony, Jason, thank you for being a part of the Tack Rag.
Thank you.